It's now time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure. Make sure no one or anything can get you. Then just get comfortable. Close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal and I'm now inside your skull. The Bleeding Truth, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Many of you will agree that sometimes it's best not to know the bleeding truth about some things, so I've got to fire a warning shot to you. I suggest that you stop listening right now. You're still there? Okay, you want to hear it? It was a night I'll never forget. It was a hot, late evening. I remember there was a weird smell of strong perfume downstairs and the smell of wood smoke upstairs just in our bedroom. It was really bizarre. I checked every room. I went outside looking for smoke or flames coming from the roof. Nothing was burning, and my girlfriend wasn't wearing any perfume. I said to her that it's got to be some kind of supernatural presence, like a poltergeist or ghost, and I regretted saying that because I knew she would have trouble sleeping. We had our large bedroom window wide open to let some fresh air in, and it was just so relaxing, the two of us lying on the bed. I remember it started to rain and we just listened to it. I love the sound of rain at night. If we weren't so tired, we would have been outside naked, dancing and mucking about in the wet. I said to her, "Come here so I can hold you tight. So if any monsters want to take you away through the window, I've got you." She laughed. Then there was 13 seconds of silence. Suddenly she was pulled away from me towards the open window. My reactions weren't quick enough. In the gentle light of dark, I watched her suddenly being lifted up from our bed and fly towards the window. I couldn't see what it was that grabbed her, but I'm sure I heard her feet slam into the solid window frame, and I'm certain I heard both her ankle bones snap and break. And then there was the loud slam of her forehead crashing into the other side of the window frame, followed by another solid headbang. Her jaw took the full impact. Her neck broke first. Her head and then her body suddenly went limp. It was like she just literally flew out of the window and into the dark wet, and the strength of that invisible force was so aggressive. I remember when I turned on the bedroom light, I just stared at her blood splattered all over the window, and then I noticed her knocked out teeth sprinkled on the floor. I went outside and I couldn't find her. Eventually they found her body the next day, and the photographs they showed me, I saw her body cut in two at her waist. No one believed me when I told them what happened, exactly what I'm telling you now. And here I am sharing my horror with you from the special hospital that I've been told that I'll stay in forever. The only chance I've got of any freedom now is if someone else is suddenly taken, just like my girlfriend. And to be honest, now she's gone, there's nothing for me outside in the real world. Perhaps here in this controlled environment is where I belong anyway. I know what I saw that night. And I know all I'm guilty of is having a special gift. You can call it a curse. That when I say something, it comes true. You're just listening and you think I killed her, don't you? You're like all the rest. I'm good at reading people, and I can tell you don't believe me and you think I'm crazy. Invisible damaged spirit, whatever you are, impress me by going after the people who think I'm lying, who are listening to me right now, and make it brutal. The Bleeding Truth, written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.